Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A football Friday. Feels like a football Friday now. Good choice of music, Jimmy. Omar Kelly is going to join us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Before we talk football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up is Canesware in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Omar Kelly, he is a columnist for the Miami Herald. He covers the Miami Dolphins. We always enjoy talking to him. You can hear him on Game Day Uncensored as well with Solana and Tobin. And I'm going to start here, Omar, because, and we had just talked about it in the last segment, some people thought Tua's answer yesterday regarding criticism from fans and writers and Cam Newton specifically was a little odd. Do you have any problems with the way Tua handled himself at the podium yesterday?
For those who took offense to him questioning Cam Newton, you have to pay attention to the context of the question that was asked, because you got to know Tua, and he lives in an insulated world where he does not watch ESPN. He does not pay attention to the media, does not have social media. Only time he hears about things that's going on in terms of the talk about him is from his teammates in the locker room and from Ann Nolan, who is their media relations person. He said this a number of times, and this is true. You can say anything to Tua, and he'd be like, I have no idea. You could say that Charlie Kirk got killed, and he wouldn't have any idea. So the question was initially started about, do you have a problem with people bringing up your salary every time they criticize you, which who wouldn't, number one. And then it flipped to, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, Cam Newton's the last guy that just did it, bringing up your salary. And then his response is about, you know, everybody thinks it's so easy to play quarterback. It's not. And this is the second time he's done it. It's probably the second time that's caught him a lot of flack. But he stands on that, where it's like, people think this is easy. It's not easy. But also pay attention to, in the entire interview, Tua probably spent 8 minutes of 12-minute interview criticizing himself, pointing out where he can get better, saying he acknowledging that he's lost some of his athleticism because of his surgical procedures, talking about how he does need to take more shots downfield, talking about, this offensive struggles, this team struggles is on me. Nobody wants to hear that because it's not sensational. Let's be real about it.
Yeah. But he seems like he's getting a little more spicy than he used to be. Is it frustration? Because it seems like he's not saying everything he wants to say.
No, Tua's generally very candid and very honest. I think what's happening, and me and my media peers, we have discussed this at depth. These Dolphins players, this team, they're very sensitive. And obviously when you're 0-3, and you were part of 2007, and you know, remember when I used to come in the locker room? Why y'all stink, Channing? When y'all going to get a win?
Ain't nobody trying to hear that.
Yeah. Y'all was not looking for me. Like, here you come again. With the same, you know, and so people are getting on edge right now. I mean, if you, I really encourage everybody to watch the Anthony Weaver press conference today when they finally put it up. I mean, he was nearly in tears talking about his defense and playing with violence. This is a violent game and communication. He was talking about how my demeanor, I'm calm, but it's getting to the point now where I'm like losing my composure and I have to stay composed. It was, I mean, nearly in tears talking about a defense, Channing. Yeah. So it was that emotional. And you know, we say if there was a campaign speech given for interim coach roles, that was the campaign speech. Because right. Who doesn't know that this Dolphins team, they need to stop being a little bit
timid. Timid is the word.
Okay, timid. Timid is, yes. They need to stop being a little bit timid and right. And play with some aggression, some physicality, be aggressive. And maybe if they did that, they would sort of start to turn the tide a little bit.
I'll go back to Tua for a second, Omar, because you've defended Tua over the past couple of weeks and defended the process that Tua has seen from Tua. And, you know, he said it straight up. I listened to the entire press conference where he says he's not playing up to the standard he thinks he needs to play. And I wonder, do you think it's as simple as just saying, hey, Tua has regressed as a quarterback for whatever reason, whether it's personnel, whether it's the fact that, you know, it's the hip injury or his ankle injuries in general? Or do you just think he's regressed in the past couple games and in the short term, but there's still a possibility for him to get back to, I use 2023 Tua because that's when he was at his best. I wonder, like, has Tua regressed, period, blanket statement, or Tua has not played well this season, he can still get back to being that quarterback?
The offense in general has regressed from 2003. We're talking about an offense that was number one in the NFL. It was the hottest thing since smoking, you know, Q-nos that y'all were talking about, like little hot sandwich, which, by the way, I've never eaten that ever in my life.
Quiznos?
I've never
eaten Quiznos? Quiznos.
I'm not a sandwich guy, so yeah, no, never eaten Quiznos.
Wow.
But
Quiznos.
I'm not a Subway guy or La Spada's guy. I don't eat sandwiches.
What do you mean you don't eat sandwiches? What kind of statement is that?
Eat sandwiches.
Like, what kind of statement is that? Everybody eats sandwiches.
I don't eat sandwiches. I don't. I do not make that. That's credit. Channing, do you eat sandwiches?
I do eat sandwiches, though.
Everyone eats sandwiches. What do you mean you don't eat sandwiches?
Leave me on the island.
What about a burger? You eat a burger? Yeah, that's a sandwich.
Come on. A burger's not a sandwich. A burger's a burger.
A hamburger sandwich.
All right. Okay. The offense has regressed.
Now you've got me engaged.
Oh, when we were talking about football, you couldn't care less. But I don't eat sandwiches. What's
wrong with you? I was dozing off.
I don't like mayo, mustard. I don't like none of that stuff. So,
wow. Sandwich.
Yeah. All right. Let's get back to chemistry with Tyreek is not the same. I don't sit up here and tell people what they want to hear. It's not the same. They do not throw the deep ball anymore. Like, how many times, like, you might see five deep balls from Tua all of 2025. Like, that's just the reality of it. He did not throw it last year. He's trying to throw it this year. Offensive line, the right side, his blind side. Come on, man. And people don't realize a quarterback has to feel comfortable in the pocket. If he doesn't feel comfortable in the pocket, and Tua admitted, he said, I'm not getting to my last read because he didn't say this part, but I don't feel comfortable like I could get to my last read. Mm-hmm. I got to get that ball out. You got to get that ball out because you don't have no protection over there. They just they're replacing the right guard, which, you know, and when I say we used to criticize Liam Eikenberg, you wish Liam Eikenberg was on that line right now. Yeah. Then you got no tight end. Three games, they've had four passes to a tight end for 25 yards. Now, okay, you're going to get Darren Waller back. So it's a lot of factors that have contributed to why they don't look the same. But also, they are a better running team than they are a passing team. Nobody really is talking about that. Nobody pays attention to that. For this offensive line, they can run block. They suck at pass blocking, but they can run block. And the situations that they've been put in, it just says, okay, you got to stray away from the run. You got to abandon it in the second half or abandon it after the first quarter, or, you know, or you're playing, trying to play catch up. And it's just been a formula, a recipe for disaster, which is why they haven't really shown their best strengths yet.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I hate peanut butter and jelly. Nope.
What?
Yep. No.
What is real cheese?
Nope. Don't like cheese. See?
What?
That's you don't universally like known. I don't like cheese. Yeah.
You don't like cheese?
I don't like cheese. No. No cheeseburger. I'll eat cheese on pizza. That's it. And cheetah pizza and mozzarella sticks. That's it.
Oh my God. Like your veggie hell is going on here.
Like veggie and meat? Just meat and veggies? Like
no, I mean if I'm forced to eat a sandwich, it's just gonna be meat and, like I don't mind hot subs. Like I used to like like barbecue beef sandwiches and stuff like that. It's gotta be hot. It can't be cold. I can't do it cold. No.
No. Cold sandwich.
Huh. Oh, no cold sandwich.
Wow. What you well hold on. You wrote something in the Herald that I was reading. It's 10 issues the Dolphins need to fix fast.
Yeah.
But then I'm reading it and it's this really long extensive list of things they need to fix, and it almost seems unfixable in the short term. So I wonder, you know, you wrote it, I read it, I understand it. But man, that's a lot of stuff that they need to fix.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, they're an 0-3 team. And if they go to 0-4, I mean an 0-3 in the division, you're in panic mode. You're really at, like, we got to find that panic button, because everything we're talking about, and this is the weird thing. I could see the product, and I know they're 0-3. Right now, I think we're learning Indianapolis is a little bit better than we thought they were when we started the season. I think they're this year's Minnesota, because the way they put that smackdown, it was that was a smackdown. And I think that was a little bit humbling for the Dolphins, and they're like, damn, do we stink? But now you realize that Indianapolis is just good. I think you botched it against New England. Then Buffalo, you came up short. But I really don't think this team is as bad as they played so far this season. Now, are they playing to their strengths? They absolutely aren't. Because Tua's strength is taking care of the ball. What has he done in the first three games? He's turned the ball over. That's not his game. He's eventually going to go back to the mean. Tyreek, I don't know. Come on. We're on two seasons of contained Tyreek. This is the most dangerous man in football. Like, I would hope at some point they're going to figure it out. And if they don't figure it out, then move the man and let somebody else figure it out. But this team is not – and the defense, goodness gracious, they were a top five unit last year. Top five unit. Channing, you were a top five unit what, one or two times?
Yeah.
Like, you know how hard that is to be a top five unit?
Yeah.
And – you come back and you're the 32nd best defense in the NFL. Like, and a lot of new pieces, a lot of different parts. I think the loss of Calais Campbell was huge, because he was that guy, like, for you, Channing, where Zach would be like, watch out for this. This is coming. Yeah. And before the snap. And that would help everybody. Like, Calais would, like, pinpoint 12 plays a game. And you know, and it allows you to play a lot better. There ain't nobody out there doing that.
But to that point about the defense, too, I go back to what Anthony Weaver said. He's like, we have to be more violent. Violent people are violent. Like, passive people aren't violent. You know what I'm saying? Like, do they have violent people to get violent?
Hold on, wait a minute. But a football player, especially a defender, maybe a cornerback isn't violent. But who doesn't like to hit somebody on defense?
I tell you, I play with all pros. Sam Madison was not violent.
Okay.
Jason Taylor wasn't violent.
Okay.
Zach was extremely violent. Peasy was violent. Truck was violent. Like though, so like okay. Do they all have right. violent people to take on violence?
No.
That's an issue.
And that's how they build the team. I'm not saying they scared of dogs. This isn't like Joe Philbin where they ran off all the dogs on the team. If you were a dog, you had to go because Joe Philbin could not handle you. Mm-hmm. They didn't run off the dogs, but you know how dogs sometimes get off the leash and you got to pull it back? Mm-hmm. Well, if they started to pull the leash, they wasn't able to pull it back and the dog would just go run wild in the neighborhood. And then, okay, the dog is a problem. I got to get rid of the dog. That's not how you operate in an NFL. And I don't think a team can exist and be successful without dogs. And realistically, and then people going to get in their feelings because everybody's in their feelings in that locker room. This team doesn't have dogs. And that's just the reality of it. And
they're athletic. They have a lot of athletic people on the team.
But we play a lot of Weaver should know that, by the way, before you give a speech saying we need to be violent. If he doesn't know his personnel, to your point, Crowder, that's on him.
I mean, but you could encourage it. I mean, here's the thing about the Bills game. And even before he said that, I didn't know how much dysfunction they were having on the sidelines and in the game from a communication standpoint, watching the game. And I heard about it after the game. I heard about it from Anthony Weaver today. Like, there was nothing but chaos there. And people were like, we're not getting the calls. And I'd love to hear, Channing, your perspective on that as a guy who's been the Green Dot player. How does somebody on the field not get the calls? But that's another issue. But they are just not gelling and meshing and communicating and working well together. And there's so many things you could blame on that. But it's at a point where you either got a boa or get knocked out. And that's where we are with this team. But I will say this. The second half of the Denver game, I saw a different Dolphins team. I saw a violent Dolphins team. And I was just like, wait a minute. And I even tweeted this. I was like, wait a minute. They're like playing with a whole lot more aggression and physicality than I've seen from them in a while. And so that clearly that message resonated to Weaver.
But whose fault is it when I read that the Dolphins – are first in the NFL, Omar, in blitz rate, but last in literally 32nd in pressure rate defensively. Like, I'm trying to understand. They don't have dogs, but the front seven was supposed to be the best unit on this team. We were talking about them as one of the best units in the NFL. Not the best, but one of the best. And they were supposed to help the secondary from not be put under this relentless pressure. And clearly they're blitzing because the front seven hasn't been able to apply the proper pressure and they're still not getting to the quarterback. Is that just a small sample size or is that A, the Dolphins simply just don't have dogs or B, Anthony Weaver's not calling the right defense for his personnel, which I think is a problem.
I think there's probably a little bit to that in terms of calling the right defense to his personnel, but he knows more about defense than I ever will. So I'm not going, that's not my lane. I think if they stopped the run better, they would be in better position to be aggressive or play schemes better or hunt the quarterback better on third downs. But Weaver was like, man, how many third and ones, third and twos, third and threes have we faced this season? That's a death sentence for a defense. And it's true. They really can't get anybody off the field on third downs. And you can't do that. And what's odd about it is they were number one in the NFL last year getting off the field on third downs. So you go, how do you go from being, that was literally, they couldn't create turnovers. They couldn't pressure the quarterback. But when it came to third downs and red zone, they were tight. And that's what made them a top five defense last year. And this year, they're horrible at it. And I don't think the same coach can coach two completely separate units that and one's great at it and one's horrible at it. I don't think that's Weaver, but somebody got to be accountable for it. And it's not Mike, because Mike don't do nothing over there. Mike don't go over there. So you want to put all your problems on the offense, put them on Mike. But Weaver is responsible for that defense.
Omar, can I tell you about a sandwich called the Hockman Burger?
Yeah, I it's a burger, so it's a hot meat. I would be open to it.
So here's what's on the Hockman Burger. And by the way, it's available at Tucker Duke's Lunchbox through the month of September, so it's almost over. And $1 from every burger sold goes to Twan Russell's Russell Education Foundation. So not only do you get a good hot sandwich, you do some good with it as well. It's a half-pound burger. It's got Fritos, chili, sour cream, shredded cheddar, and raw onion.
Raw onion. Okay. I think the only thing I like on there is the meat and the raw onion.
No. Do you like the chili? The chili? Is that included in the meat or no?
No chili. I even told Solano when he was going to Cincinnati, don't do that chili, man. No, like
that chili's so good. That Skyline chili. Oh,
no, it's not. No, it's good. Not.
You on a special diet or something? You don't eat nothing.
No, I'm just picky. I said this week I'm stop eating beef because, man, you was vegan. What you talking about?
I had to sneak back into that chicken wings.
He was vegan like I have Fabio's hair.
It was nine months.
Yeah. You weren't vegan for 9 years.
He was vegan. Yeah, sneaking that's a lie. Some chicken wings.
Oh, it don't count at the strip club now.
He was vegan in front of his wife for 9 months.
Yeah, there you go. That's the truth.
He was vegan behind closed doors for about 3 weeks.
Omar Kelly, read his work in the Miami Herald. Follow Omar on Twitter as well for all your Dolphins updates. Appreciate you. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.